Back in the 17th century, King Louis XIV of France decided to build an entire campus in Gobelin, Paris, for the purpose of weaving tapestries. How many of you have been to a museum and seen some of these 17th or 18th century tapestries? Any of you? Yes. I find that they are some of the most extraordinary pieces of visual art I have ever seen in my life. The campus at Gobelin is just the same today as it was back then. They still make the tapestries in the same old-fashioned way. They will not be rushed, and they will not do it with technology. They want to do it all by hand. Each thread is dyed by hand. But a tapestry begins by an artist making some sort of painting or drawing that is quite remarkable. And then there's this process of taking the vision of that piece of art and weaving it into a tapestry. And that's this miraculous, detailed process. These threads together form what is called a weft of colors. They create these enormous looms that can stand about 10 feet tall and are very wide. The weavers will be sitting behind the loom. Through the loom, they can see a mirror that projects an image of the piece of art. Behind the loom, all you can see is this mess of thread. It looks like a disaster. But the weavers who can see through the loom are mimicking the art. They're creating the painting with these threads. The process takes a very long time. Much longer than anything we want to do these days, but they do it nonetheless. One of the women who works as a weaver said, "I don't feel as if I'm going to a job. I can't wait to see it be born day by day, this beauty that seems to come together." In the gospel for today, Jesus is talking to us about prayer, and he's trying to encourage us to continue to pray and not to lose heart, which is difficult to do these days, right? Because we all have an idea of how the world ought to be working, and I don't know about you, but I don't see a lot of that happening. And most of us will ask for something from God, and because we're Americans, we think we should just drive through and get it, right? And so when it doesn't happen quickly, we think, A, God doesn't care, isn't answering, or maybe refused. And it's so easy to just give up on the relationship with God, to give up on prayer, because we want fast food and fast production. And we don't understand what is going on. Jesus compares our prayer life to a parable. And he says, look, think of this widow. Back in Jesus' day, widows had no rights. And if they had property after their husband died, it was easy to take advantage of them, to take away their property or their belongings. They had no way of making a living. So the only recourse a widow would have if she was robbed or stolen from would be to go to the judge in the village and ask the judge to hold accountable that person who had taken from her. to have the judge grant justice. It was her only hope. So in this parable, a widow goes to a judge, but this judge is terrible. They must not have had an electoral process back then. Makes you wonder what the heck the village was thinking, because this judge doesn't care about God and has no regard for any person. Sounds like a terrible person. But nevertheless, he has the authority. So this widow goes to him and says, it's not specific what has happened to her, but she says, I need some help. Grant me justice. And the judge doesn't care about her at all. But she keeps on coming and coming and coming. And finally, the judge says, he's at least honest. I don't care about this woman, and I don't care about God, but if she doesn't stop bugging me, I'm going to go crazy. So I better do what she's asking me, because if I don't, she'll keep bugging me. And then Jesus says, if the unjust judge will answer this woman's request, how much more will God, who adores you, grant yours? But, Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes again, will he find faith in you? Or will you have given up? I believe that faith is about perspective. It's about trying to catch a glimpse of who God is and who we are. I bought a book recently. It's called The Hand of God. And what it is it's a book of photography from the Hubble telescope. Talk about a sense of awe and wonder. How many of you have seen photographs from the Hubble telescope? The color, the vibrancy, the life, it's amazing. We thought space was just this emptiness. It's so full and so beautiful. God is making an incredible piece of art. And if scientists are right, then you know what you are, don't you? Your genome is a thread. God has woven you into existence and is weaving you into this tapestry. But from our perspective, we're like the weavers. We sit behind the tapestry and all we see is a bunch of knots and colors and a mess. And we say, how's this going to work out? And then we say to God, okay, I know what's better. I need this, this, and this. And I need them in the next 3 weeks. I need a raise. I need to fall in love. I need my kid to get better grades. Whatever it is, we think that we know what we need. But we can't see. God is taking everything, even the great messes of life, even your worst failures, even illness, even death. And like the cross, God is taking even the worst stuff and making it more beautiful than you could ever imagine. But you cannot see that now. And faith is simply the understanding that you don't have the right perspective yet, because you're human. You're not bad. You're good. You're precious and beloved, but your brain is just too small. And you cannot see the fullness of what God is doing. I think every once in a while we catch a glimpse through the loom of that tapestry. Last May, I got to hand my son Jake his diploma, because at Episcopal, if you're on the board, they let you hand your child their diploma. So I had been sitting on that dais watching kids get their diplomas for 10 years going, but it's totally different when it's your kid. As they got close to the M's, I stood up and went around. I started bawling to my total shock and shame. I handed Jake his diploma, and he surprised me. He gave me this huge hug, and right there on the stage, we just held each other for a moment. And I felt like there was this light that shot up to heaven and back down again, that in that moment, I was right where I was supposed to be. It was a golden thread that went right up to heaven. And it was one of the most beautiful moments of my life. You are a work of art. And God uses everything to make you into who you are. And I know that you think you know what is best. I do too. And sometimes I cannot figure out what God is doing. But like C.S. Lewis said, this life is just the preface to the real story. You are here to learn how to love. And you won't know the full story until later on. You just can't see. Or as Paul said in his letters, we see through a glass dimly. But one day we will see face to face. One day you will understand. And all of this mess that is in this world, it will be woven together for all of us to see. One day we will understand. So don't stop praying just because you don't get exactly what you asked for when you asked for it. The answers are coming. Keep the connection. Amen.